Waiting for the End of the World by Andrew Taylor. Read by Simon Shepherd. Chapter 1. The inheritors of the earth are going to be rats and insects. The small, dark American paused for a sip of water. The consensus of opinion is amazing, truly amazing, he confided. Long-range projection studies of prestigious scientific institutes. Economists, politicians when they're telling the truth, but they're saying nothing new. The mystics have been prophesying it for centuries. From St. John to Nostradamus, the Vedas to old Mother Shipton. The cross-cultural spread of Vartic warning. Wow, I mean the mind, the human mind, like yours and mine. It's phenomenal. It knows but knows not how. Our psychic antennae are sniffing out the approach of evil. The great beast. William Dougal noticed that several of the audience were peering in handbags, clearing their throats, and glancing at their neighbours. The majority of them had come to hear about physical pollution. Moral pollution accompanied by St. John and psychic antennae embarrassed them. The great beast, Dougal thought idly, would not be a bad name for James Hanbury. In which case, the great beast wasn't merely expected, he was late. Dougal sneaked a glance at his watch. 20 minutes late. The wooden chair beneath him was rubbing against the sunburnt patch on the back of his left thigh. He could think of better things to do with a sultry August evening than spend it in a long, low lecture hall with too many people and too little ventilation. The American began to soothe his listeners with facts. He must have sensed that he was making them uneasy. He talked of a nuclear power station which was leaking radioactivity. He quoted figures which showed how agricultural technology was destroyed.